Hello everyone, this is Gary Schleifer. I am the publisher and CEO of Choice, the magazine of professional coaching, now in its 10th year of publication. I am so excited today. We have a knock your socks off call with my dear friend Christina Hills. But before we let her loose on you and all of her wisdom comes out, I would like to give a formal introduction. Christina Hills is a speaker, educator, mentor, and an internet marketing expert to non-techie entrepreneurs, bracket like me, and small business owners who want to build an online business using WordPress as your website without being held hostage to a webmaster. While her skills and background are unquestionably technical, her style is completely user-friendly and marketing-oriented. She puts the fun into teaching technology and empowers business owners to be in full control of their marketing and online presence. And I would like to add that I had the just profound pleasure of meeting Christina this year. I'd heard about her. She comes highly recommended in a number of fields, but specifically with the Website Creation Workshop. And I have to say that I've been using the Website Creation Workshop, which is why I'm excited to have her, because not only will you not be, and no disrespect to webmasters, they have their time and place, but I really did feel like I personally was being held. And now I know enough that I could build a website if I desired, if I had the time, and I have. So I'm excited to have Christina here to share this with you. And so, Christina, I'm going to pass it on to you because I know you have a chock-a-block packed time with us today.
Okay, awesome. Thank you so much, Gary. And if you are listening on the web, you can click to get to the slides because we are going to be following along with the slides here. I like to use visuals when I teach. I'm a very visual person, and I think it makes it a lot easier for folks to understand. And what we're going to do is I'm going to go through, tell you my story of how I got started using WordPress, and then we're going to dive in and I'm going to teach you how to use it. So let me start my story out. I was living in San Francisco, in San Francisco Bay Area, and I was working for George Lucas, Industrial Light and Magic, in the film and TV special effects industry. And it was a great career. I was a technical director on Star Wars, Episode 1. And if you rent the movie Star Wars and you look in the credits, you'll see my name, Christina Hills, there on the credits. But something happened, and my daughter, Maggie, was born. And she is such a cutie. And I was like, okay, this is it. It's time to leave the corporate world and stay home with my daughter. And so what we did is we left the Bay Area and we moved to the Sierra Mountains. And I started, first we moved to focus on my family. Again, I was working in corporate, and although working in film and television isn't super corporate, you still have to be there 5-6 days a week, 10-12-hour days away from your family. So I wanted to focus on my family. But after a while, I did want to work. I loved staying at home with my daughter, but I had, time while she was napping and stuff to work my brain on a project. But up in the Sierra Mountains, there weren't any high-paying part-time jobs. So I decided to learn how to build websites. So I built a website for myself, and I built a website for a nonprofit, and I started building websites for clients because I didn't know exactly what what I wanted to do, but I knew, as an entrepreneur, but I knew building websites was going to be important. So, but I didn't want to trade dollars for hours. Hang on one second, slight distraction. So I niched as a shopping cart expert. And I always recommend that people find an area and niche in it, and you'll be much more successful. So what did I do? I went from building websites to niching as a shopping cart expert. And I discovered my passion and gift for teaching technology. So I created my first info product. Okay, so what was the path? Working in corporate, had the baby, moved to the mountains, no high-paying jobs, right? You can't rely on other people to find you work. You have to create it yourself. Started building websites, built websites for clients, niched as a shopping cart expert, and then I created my first info product, which was called Shopping Cart Secrets. And I found that everyone's problem was connecting the website to their shopping cart. But the problem my clients had were that regular HTML sites were too technical. That's what I had been using up until this point, is I had been using Dreamweaver, and I didn't want to teach Dreamweaver. So I had this dilemma, right? My clients, I'm teaching them how to integrate their shopping cart, but Dreamweaver, traditional HTML, is too technical. Well, around this time, this is around 2008, WordPress was becoming very popular. And I took a look at it, and it looked too hard. So I decided to hire an outsourcing agency to build my blog and some other websites. So this outsourcing agency, they built a WordPress blog for me. They built a podcasting blog for me. And then they built something that I did not ask for. Can you guess what that is, Gary? I'll tell you.
I am waiting with bated breath, but I'm afraid it could go good or bad.
My webmaster built his own porn site inside my hosting account.
Oh, no. Oh, I didn't even see that one coming.
So I'm paying this guy to work on my site, and he's saying, oh, man, it's taking a longer time. I need more time, right? And in the meantime, he's building his own porn site. He built his own membership site. He was doing all this stuff on my time. I was so furious. So I fired that webmaster.
Yeah, quickly.
Okay, so then something happened, which was my daughter got into the Nutcracker Ballet. Mm-hmm. And the Nutcracker Ballet company, they needed a website. But I didn't want to build them a Dreamweaver website, right? Because Dreamweaver, too technical. These artists, dancers, they are not going to be able to manage that. So then my husband said to me, why don't you do it in WordPress, right? So I'm like, well, wait, WordPress is for bloggers. They don't need a blog. They just need a regular website. And he's like, no, 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 you can make a regular website with WordPress. So that is when I created the Grass Valley Nutcracker website and created this back in 2008. That is using a free theme, and we'll talk a little bit more about themes. But that's when I had my big aha moment of wow, you can use WordPress to create websites, and they don't have to be blogs, and this is something that I can teach people. And there's hundreds of free website designs available with WordPress. So the designs are called themes, and so there's free themes and paid themes. I'll talk a little bit more about themes in a bit, but I just want to let you know that you don't need to spend money on your designs, and there's lots of them. So in case you're still thinking, well, this is great, Christina, but it might be kind of techie. I'm just going to outsource all this stuff and hire a webmaster. Well, what's the problem with this? Waiting on webmasters equal delays. Gary, I'm sure you've had that.
Oh, And I think that's the biggest thing. It's not necessarily being handcuffs. It's just, you know, you've got things you need doing. By the time you figured out what it is, you need it like yesterday, and they've got a schedule of work that they're already working on because they're not waiting around.
They got other stuff. They got other clients.
Yeah.
And then that leads to frustration and lack of control. And also, the webmaster wants big batches of work to do your updates. Gary, have you ever heard that? I'm not going to start until you give me all your content.
Oh, yeah.
I love that one. And you know, I can understand they're trying to prioritize their work. But as entrepreneurs, you know, we don't always have everything all at once. And we need to keep things moving. And it gets very, very expensive. Webmasters are expensive. And your business doesn't move forward quickly, right? Because, you know, I don't know about you, Gary, but with me, I need to do something, see it, do something else, see it, you know, and if I have to wait until everything's perfect, that's going to really, really hamper me. And then you
We're a little bit in the moment.
Yeah. And then I don't know if you could see this picture. We got the two types, and this is, you know, an exaggeration, but you either got the slippery web guy who's so techie he talks so fast, or you got the computer geek nerd that, like, you can't understand him. And so often it's difficult communicating with these people, and this is why I'm so passionate about teaching entrepreneurs how to build their websites with WordPress. So unless you got a mattress stuffed full of cash, you're likely going to lose a ton of money outsourcing work you don't understand, which is what happened to me with that overseas outfit where they, you know, I spent all this money and they were getting nothing done. Here's a case study from one of my students. And he says, I hired three different web design firms. One couldn't launch the site, one couldn't get us found on Google, and one turned out to be a criminal who skipped the country. During that two-year period, he spent over $200,000 to have websites created, shopping carts, et cetera, all because he didn't know how to do it. And, yeah, $200,000 is a lot, but I've heard $5,000, $10,000, $20,000, you know, a ton of money. So what I want to do, Gary, is I want to dive in and show people how easy it is to design your website yourself
using
WordPress. So am I going too fast, Gary, or is this okay?
You know what? You're going along just fine. This is exactly my experience of you is one of patient, steady, consistent wisdom and learning. So you're doing great.
Okay, good. And hopefully at the end we'll have time for some questions too. Okay, so I want to go through the Grass Valley Nutcracker using that as a case study. And what I'm going to do is be changing themes. So a theme, again, is the WordPress design, and this is the one we have for the Grass Valley Nutcracker. Now here I'm changing slides. See that update? Yes. Here is, on the next slide, another image of a Christmassy theme for the Grass Valley Nutcracker. And both look good. They have a slightly different feel. Now, let me change themes to this sort of businessy black and white image. Now, that one doesn't look as Christmassy. It's not as warm. It doesn't quite match. And here's one that really doesn't match. Here is a financial image, a financial website design. Right? So you can see how, and this is what I like to do with my students, Gary, is have them change theme designs and see how it feels right or wrong. And it's a great exercise to do. It's easy to do with WordPress because WordPress has the content separate from the design, so it's easy to switch and change a design. So check in with yourself on your emotional reaction to to the financial theme versus the Christmas theme, which is much more warm, inviting. And that's what you want to think about with your site. I'll see people who they'll put sites up and they'll pick a design that's way too businessy, and they're more softer. Maybe you're a divorce coach, you know, and so you're a divorce coach for women with children, and maybe you want to come across in a warmer way. Or you might be a business, a financial coach, helping people with money. So you'll want to keep that in mind as you pick your designs. So what we're going to do now is I'm going to go inside into WordPress and show you how easy it is to create a page in WordPress. So what we're going to do is I'm going to walk you through the steps with my slides of creating a web page online. So this is a screenshot of my About Us page. So how does WordPress work? You log in on the internet, and this is what makes it so different from Dreamweaver or Adobe Go Live or some of these older programs that are tied to a computer. With WordPress, it is not tied to a computer. It is on the internet. So you can be on any computer anywhere. As long as you have internet access, you can log in. So you get a login screen, looks sort of like that, and then you log in and you're inside the admin dashboard. Then from inside the admin dashboard, you are going to go to your pages, add new, and then you're going to type in a title. So the title of your page, About Us, would be an example. Then you're going to type in your content, and then you can either save your draft or go ahead and publish. When you save your draft, you're just, like it sounds, saving your draft. No one will see it, and you can come back later and continue to work on it. If you publish it, it then goes live to the internet, and here on this next slide, you can see that we're still inside the editor. I've published it, but at any time I want, I can come back in, change sentences, fix a typo, change a picture, and then click on the update button. And you don't know how freeing that is. I mean, Gary, you do know because you went through my program. Oh, how freeing, yeah, that is.
It was, you know what, it was worth it to do it for me to know how simple it really is, so that I could then make a better choice as to how I needed to proceed from the best interests of me and my company.
Right, right. And here's the thing, Gary. You know, yes, there's lots of things online free to learn how to do WordPress, but you're navigating through a minefield of technical stuff. And so my goal is to just point people in, hey, don't look at all that stuff. Look right here. This is what you need to know. And now here's the next thing you need to know, and here's the next thing you need to know, and don't look at all that other techie stuff. You know, because WordPress can get kind of technical, but what I try to do is help point people exactly where you need to be looking. And then once you click update, then you can view your page, web page online. And, you know, the great thing about WordPress is you don't have to be perfect to get started. You know, that's my goal, is to have, my gift to help people is to get over perfectionism and just get started. So now I want to move to the design and layout portion of the call, where we're going to talk about design and layout. And what you're looking at now is it's like a wireframe blueprint of what a website looks like. And with WordPress, you can have different layouts. So let's look at the anatomy here of a WordPress site. So this is one of my students, Kirsten Hope. She's a life coach, And she has a header graphic at the top. I've circled that. It says header. Then underneath is the navigation bar, right? It's also referred to as the menu, the navigation bar. Then you have your content on the left side in the center, and then on the right side are the sidebars. And so what I'm doing is I'm helping you train your eye when you're looking at websites to recognize what layout other websites are using. And by being able to recognize that, you get clearer yourself on what you want from your website. So again, here is the right sidebar. And here is also, here's from my blog, a screenshot from my blog. And I think I have the, yeah, so I don't have the circles, but you can see I have, in this version of my blog, and I've updated it since then, I have two menu bars at the top. Okay, let me go to the next one, the left sidebar, right? So we're going to look at the left sidebar layout. Now, the Grass Valley Nutcracker uses the left sidebar layout. Now, notice this one doesn't have a top menu. And the reason why is that swooshy design element where the Christmas trees are kind of coming down lower. Because of that, it doesn't have a top menu, but that's okay because you can see the main menu is up at the top left. And you can also have left and right sidebars. And so here is left and right sidebars inside one of my classrooms. That was from a couple years ago, and I've now circled where you can see the top header, the then top menu. My content is in the center, and I have left and right sidebars. So, Gary, people often ask me, well, which one is the best to have? And really, I think it's a personal preference of how how it looks good to you and the theme you're using, kind of how much content you have. But what's nice about WordPress is you can kind of mix and match this.
And you don't have to make the decision on day one. There's
exactly.
Probably a proper place, but you can start and not worry about, oh, it has to be that way for the rest of it.
Exactly, exactly. And so, but what I want to do here for people listening on the call is get your brain working and training your brain when you're looking at other people's sites, you know, to see what they're doing. here's another one. You can put the navigation on top of the header. And so here is one of my students, and I think I have a circles there. I've circled. She is a raw foods chef, the raw palette, and she put her navigation up on the top. And because with hers, you know, she's selling food, she really wants you looking at that header graphic. Then you can have no navigation or sidebars. This is the sales letter method. And here is a sales letter for one of my live events. And I've circled that header. I made it super, super tiny. See, I've circled it at the top. It's just now a blue bar. And then because I want people, when they come to my sales letter, to focus on the headline and the video playing and to not get distracted by menus. So there's a time and place for different design elements on your WordPress website. So that would be a sales letter method. I'm going to keep going. Here's a magazine style layout. So notice she has broken the convention. So she's got a menu at the top, she's got a headline, then she has two columns, and then she has three columns. So you can break a convention of, you know, what you typically see with WordPress sites. You can have different styles. Now watch this. This one's really fun. Here's the same theme design, two different sites. Okay, so two of my students bought the same theme, right? You can buy themes as well as getting free themes. and then they customize them differently. So here's site number one, Your Right Life, Deborah Marr. She is a writer. And then we have Satori Yoga. This is a yoga studio. So two different people using the same theme design, customizing it very, very differently. All right, so my big aha moment was WordPress is so much easier than Dreamweaver. I realized I could teach this to non-techies, and that's when I started the website creation workshop program that Gary referenced. But in thinking about, okay, how can I design a program for people who are non-technical, right? How can I do this to make it easy? Because there's a problem that people had, right? And it's this chicken and the egg problem, okay? You can't learn WordPress unless you have a WordPress site that you can go into, but you can't have a WordPress site unless you know how to install it, right? So, you know, which comes first? Well, if you don't know how to use WordPress, you don't know how to set up WordPress, right? How can you set up WordPress if you don't even know how to use it? So, you know, how can I teach WordPress without people knowing it first? So my solution was to install what I call a student project website for every student who takes my program. So when you train with me, you don't need to have a domain name, you don't need to have hosting, you don't need to think about all of that, or maybe you already have it and you've got a webmaster working on it, but you're afraid to make changes. So what we do is we install a WordPress site for people. And Gary, can you just comment on how that was for you?
Oh, my God. It was so brilliant because it just gave me a place to start. It just gave me the comfort. I mean, it was like you were holding my hand into it. I didn't have to worry. We never had the chicken and egg conversation. It was like, okay, go. It was like,
right,
log in and go.
Right.
And, you know, your videos and your step-by-step thing was very helpful, too. But it's just so much easier when you don't have to worry about all that technical stuff. And you know what? Eventually you will, but that's the easy part. You know, once you get in and get your fingers in it, it's just be careful you don't spend too many nights doing it and
never get
to completion.
Well, here's the thing. I mean, Gary, you've probably done this. You get an idea for a product or a website or maybe another business you want to start. So you buy five different domain names, right? And now you got all these different domain names, but you're not sure yet what your branding's going to be. So you get stuck. See, with this practice website I create, you don't even have to decide any of that. You can just start learning and building your site. And as you build your site, you go through a transformation of, well, I thought the site was going to be about this, but now as I'm working on it, I'm really realizing that I want that. And that is really key in having a practice site. So what I do is I install that for all of my students. So let me show you some examples of my students' websites. Here's Kirsten Hope, the coach. You saw that. Here's Annette Veroli. She is a youth motivational speaker. James Roche is a marketing consultant. Notice on his site, he's got a YouTube video playing, and then he's really leading your eye to that opt-in box. Lisa Michaels is a spiritual mentor for people, and here is her site. I've got another student who's a jeweler, and he makes these beautiful ceramic jewelry rings, and that's his site, and I love he used one of the free WordPress themes, and it's really sleek and clean and elegant. Here's one. I love talking about this. I don't know, Gary, if I told you the story. This is a niche e-commerce store, Heirloom Memories. It sells high-end christening gowns when you're going to baptize your baby. These gowns are $1,500. I had no clue there was a market for $1,500 baptismal gowns. So I was like, wow, what a niche. And then here's that Satori Yoga site again. And this is what I like to call a hybrid site, which is a regular website plus a blog. And the image is a little bit tiny there, but you can see she's got her homepage, and then circled is a tab for her blog. So she has a blog right in her website. So it's an authority site, but also she's got her newsletters. Here's a fun one, a brick-and-mortar site, and let me just read you. This is one of my students. Her mother had this cottage on the market for over a year, and her mother was getting exasperated. She would, you know, show have show days where people would come and see, but not much was happening. So my student took a bunch of pictures, created this website, put a few ads on Facebook, and tweeted out a little bit on Twitter, and in 2 weeks they got a cash buyer.
Wow.
All because she knew how to do this. You know, she took my program because she wanted to build a site for her business, but then that was so empowered she could whip this together for her mother, and her mother was able to sell it. And since June of 2008, because I've been teaching this for 5 years now, Gary, I've taught over 1,400 business owners to learn how to take control.
Wow, I didn't know that.
Yeah, a long time.
That's
and
awesome.
So I've not only been teaching it for 5 years, as I've been refining my methods, my teaching methods, and making it simpler and simpler. And you probably, you know, when things change, I send out an email. Oh, I've just updated a whole bunch of videos. So I wanna focus, Gary, on why it's important to create websites yourself. Because, you know, the whole buzz is outsource, outsource, outsource. And don't get me wrong, outsourcing is great. I have assistants who help me all the time. But here's the key. You must be able to quickly create and update and grow websites yourself, or your business is going to wither. Your number one job is to sell your products and services to new or current customers, right? Without customers, you have no business. And so I want to read this quote from Dan Kennedy, who, if you haven't heard of Dan Kennedy, he's like the godfather of direct marketing. And direct marketing is where you're marketing directly to customers. And that's what the internet is now, right, has been for the past several years, is we are marketing directly to people. And here's his quote. He says, "The person who believes and says that he or she is not creative, not innovative, is not good at marketing, is most likely to fail in business. If you feel you have to give away responsibility for these functions to others, such as ad agencies, copywriters, artists, consultants, you're going to create a mammoth economic drain in your business. Because your website presence is the core of your business marketing and brand identity." Right? That's your store. That's your face to the world, is your website. And you've got to be able to have that control and make changes to it, because that is how people find you.
Okay, so I'm going to stop you right there, and I think that was really a big word for me, was control. And not to be controlling, it's to know what I had control over and what it was that I could control should I choose to do so. That was the big thing there. And seriously, not talking about being controlling. I'm just talking about having some sense of control or ability to handle what's going on.
Right. Know what's going on, understand what's going on, and be able to do it yourself. But here's the key, is you don't have to be perfect to get started. And that's what often holds people back. And here I've got some slides here to show you how with WordPress, your website can grow with your business. So here is my blog when I first got started. So I didn't have too much. I had, I think that's 5 pages, and I had my logo. I got my logo made, and I had 5 pages. In fact, Gary, I actually started my program first before I created my website. And so anyhow, it can grow with you. So then after 6 months, I gave my logo to a graphic designer who put a picture of me in there, like on this blackboard. And then I had 2 rows of navigation. And so, and now I had my opt-in box on the side. And then here's my website today. I now just have 1 row of navigation, and I gave it a lighter look. It was feeling too heavy with those black navigation bars. And then I got the picture of my product. And so as you can see, it can grow with you. So, and it will grow with you, because we are humans, entrepreneurs. We're always growing and changing, and we want our website to be able to reflect how we grow and change. Here's some more before and afters. Jeff Herring, he's the article marketer. And I thought this design looked good. I didn't have a problem with it. I thought it looked really nice, but he wanted to change it, make his header larger, so he actually embedded his opt-in box up at the top in his header. And there are themes that you can use to do that. Here's another one of my students, and she is actually a medical doctor, but her husband's an artist. And so she took my program, learned how to build her site for her medical practice, but then on the side, she built this site for her husband, and here's her before, and here's her after. And the after has a little bit more of a designery look. So whether you like the before or after, you know, it doesn't matter. It just shows you how you can grow and change. And I just want to read what she said. This is Dr. Anka Martelog. She says, with your teachings, I was able to do things in 15 minutes that my webmasters made me wait for 6 months.
Wow.
And you know, I hear that all the time. You know, people have to wait, and now in 15 minutes she can get it done, you know, because they're not reading their emails, they're on vacation, they're not around. And again, you don't have to be perfect to get started. So I'm going to, before I move on to my next section, Gary, any comments, or should I just keep going?
I am loving it, and I do have a question. That from me is there a point where it's good to pass it off to a webmaster or anything like that, or is this something that a person can do forever? Like, is there any need to ever pass it off?
You don't need to pass it off, but you may want to. As your business grows, you may want to have other people help you. It sort of depends upon your interest. So sometimes what I'll do is I'll create sort of the structure of how I want my site to look, and then I might put in some temporary text and then give my assistants, you know, my Word docs and say, okay, here's for page 1, here's for page 2, and I might have them plug away at it. It depends where you are in your business,
yeah,
you know, and what you can afford. But
well,
the other thing I learned,
sorry, Christina, just reminded me is that once you know what WordPress can do, there are things like scheduling the publication of a page or the outgoing of a blog.
Mm-hmm.
And you can literally do stuff a year, I'm guessing a year or more in advance, And you can have your team go in. For example, I would have, you know, if I was doing a blog post, I'd probably have our content curator go in and just make sure that, you know, editorially it was, you know, not just
fix
some
typos.
Blog.
Right.
You know, not just look for typos, but have a second eye on it. And then once they're okay with it, click the publish button, you know. So
exactly.
I'm guessing from what you're saying, you have a team, I have a team. But if you're a solopreneur, it's easily manageable from what I've seen.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's
Really blown away.
Yeah, and what's great is you can give your team members their own login, and you can give them different levels of access. So you can give them a login. It's their own login. You don't have to share your favorite password, which I hate sharing my favorite password. And then if the team member doesn't work out, you just delete their login access. It's pretty easy.
Mm-hmm.
Or if you're going to have multiple people work and – you know, maybe you have a graphic designer and you tell them, hey, you know, put in this graphic for me. You know, you might want to just let them go ahead and put it in. But at any time, you can do it yourself. It's like you can you know how to clean your house, but you can hire a house cleaner. But if you have a big party, right, and the house cleaner doesn't show up, you know how to do it. I don't know if that's the best analogy, but...
You know what? That's a good one, because it's like, yeah, I know how to clean my house. Do I want to do it? No. Am I really good at it? No. Can I do
right.
it? Yeah. Unfortunately, my mother taught us all how to clean a house, so...
Right, or decorate your house, right? Some people love to decorate their house. Some people don't, and they hire a decorator. Some people don't have the money for a decorator. Some people have a decorator come in and just give them ideas, and then they do it themselves. So... The concept here and what I'm passionate about is putting people in control so they can make the choice of what's right for them.
Mm-hmm.
But I think, you know, and I've had it happen. I've done a product launch where all of a sudden one of my team members, like, got the flu. So, oh, my God, what am I going to do? You know,
yep.
And you don't want to have something big happen and you not know how to do it.
Yep. Well, and the same thing happened to us. Unfortunately, Monica, who's worked for us for probably about 7 or 8 years, had a bad fall and was unable to key. She was like, key? I mean, she wasn't even able to, like, leave the hospital for weeks. And mm-hmm. and we were like, oh, my gosh, we didn't have redundancy. And, you know, and luckily between myself and Jenna, we knew how to handle majority of stuff. And the rest, we just had to make it up. But... do
right.
we want to operate that way? No. So,
right.
yeah, thank you for the honesty and the insight on that answer.
Yeah. And Gary, there's people listening who are a one-man band right now, and there's people listening who've got more of a budget to outsource,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have a range of people. That's why I like how WordPress can grow with you. Hey, let me show you some of these slides. I think that'll make... drive the point home more about growing your business. So I always recommend that people build their authority site. So your authority site is your main site, you know, about you, where people can go to find out about you. And that's a picture
cute.
Of me spoofing it up with my daughter on my WordPress of Oz. I also have a lead capture page. So on my lead capture page, you've got me doing a Julia Child imitation, and this site, there's no navigation, there's just the opt-in box. So that
mm-hmm.
is a separate WordPress site, still part of my business. Then for one of my product launches, we created a product launch marketing funnel. So that was another WordPress site.
<You're>
the
too
Little
funny.
Red Riding Hood. Theories. You can sell a product on a sales letter, right? So this was a sales letter. This was a different theme. So I actually put this in a different area. So that's a sales letter site. And then also you can create websites. You know, as your business grows, you might start recruiting affiliates. So you can have affiliates sell for you. And you can have a special website just for your sales team. Then I deliver my training via a membership site. So I have another WordPress site that has all my audios and videos and PDFs and step-by-step guides. So what is that? That's five websites, right, plus a blog for one business. Now, I'm not telling you this to overwhelm you, but I'm showing you how, and I didn't have this at first, how as your business grows, you may be adding more things. You know, maybe you don't have your product yet put together, but then once you do, you may want to build a membership site so people can download your product, which would be separate from your main free site. Right? But you don't have to be perfect to get started. So what is the website? A website is a way for you to build relationships, right? We are building relationships online with our website. So how do we build relationships? We communicate via email. We interact with our audience. We use social media to send traffic to the site, like Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn. You know, there's also Pinterest. And Instagram, I don't do too much with Instagram. Do you do anything with Instagram, Gary? Oh, maybe you muted yourself. All right, I'll keep going.
Sorry. I have a cough, so I mute myself from time to time. My answer was, no, I don't use that one, but
right.
I have a sense that I might need to use it at some point. So.
Well, the biggies are Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Those are the biggies.
Yeah, exactly.
You build the relationship where your audience is. So there's some business owners, they're just hanging out on LinkedIn because that's where their market is. And others are hanging out on Facebook because that's where their market is. So, you know, you'll find where your own market is. You can use an email list to get repeat traffic. So people come to your site and they opt in, right? You can set up your WordPress site so that the article is delivered as an email. So when you post an article to your WordPress website, you can hook it up so that will automatically go out as an email, right? Another way to communicate with your audience. You can interact with people. So your site can have comments from readers and you can comment back to them. You can have your WordPress posts show up on your Facebook profile. So you can set it up to automatically or with one click of a button get it to go over to Facebook. And you can have Facebook comments show up on your WordPress site. So there's lots of different ways you can interact with social media and WordPress. One of the ways I like to do is use one of these plugins, and I'm going to explain what a plugin is, to connect with social media. So the way this works, well, let me first explain what a plugin is. So what is a plugin? Well, I like to think of a plugin as, you know, you have a car, and the car comes with four wheels, a roof, an engine, a steering wheel, but you can take that car and you can, like, spiff it out, right, turn it into a Ferrari, right? So you can have a turbo booster, you can have leather seats, you can have chrome wheels, you can have a moonroof, a sunroof. So WordPress will run without any plugins, but the plugins just spiff it up and do various different things. And so this is a plugin to integrate with social media. I think it's called Sociable. And the way it works is you add this plugin, and then it puts these little plugin chiclets, they call them chiclets, on your site so that you can click and easily share it with social media. So you click the Facebook one, and it can post straight to Facebook. You click the Twitter one, and it automatically pops up a thing to post to Twitter, automatically putting in a shortened URL for you. Same thing with LinkedIn. So that's what's cool about WordPress is you don't have to know all this techie stuff. You just connect it together, And now your site is your hub, right? And you can then send out your info to all the different social media sites. And my mantra, you don't have to be perfect to get started.
Can I just interrupt here, because I know some people probably, this is the elephant in the room question for me, and for those of us on the audience, on the call today in the audience, you know that there are two groups of you, and I do this just because I want to be helpful. I've asked Christina to let us know, like, you've given us so much wisdom now, and I know over the months I've received lots of support and confidence in building my own website and making decisions on that. I've asked Christina to let us know how we can take advantage of that, and she's going to do that in the next couple of minutes. For those of you that have never been on a call before, please listen carefully, see if this applies to you. If it doesn't, just let it go. And so with that little bit of advice, Christina, do you want to let people know how they can know more about how to connect with you and your system?
Yes, you can, and I'm going to go into some details on that, but if you're listening on the if you're listening on your computer, there is a button that says Build Your Website Here, and you can, if you're on, if you don't have that in front of you, you can go to websitecreationworkshop.com/register, and you can find out more about my program, and we do have a coupon. Gary, should we wait till the end to give out the coupon?
Well, you know what? I know there's some people that may not stay beyond the top of the hour, but if you do, Christina's staying with us. She's got way more content for today and is going to stay with us and answer any questions that you might have about anything today within reason, as we can realize there are some things that we probably can handle. But why don't you give us that website again and the coupon code, and what's the impact of the coupon code?
The coupon code is Choice Coupon, all one word, all lowercase, C-H-O-I-C-E, coupon. That will get you about 30% off of my program. So you can click on the Build Your Website Here button if you're listening on the webcast. It will take you to a sales letter page. We've been talking about that. And then scroll at the bottom, you will get $300 off if you use the coupon code Choice Coupon. So the program will be a $697 program for you as opposed to $997. So that is off the full pay. So let me, can I keep going, Gary?
Keep going. Thank you.
Okay.
For those of you that want to know and do have to leave, I posted on facebook.com/choicemagazine some of those details, so you can always go there. And, yeah, carry on. Tell us more about I love this next slide, by the way. It's another confidence builder.
Yeah, it's used by major brands. So here's Martha Stewart uses WordPress for her site. We've got the New York Times using WordPress for their blog, and People Magazine uses WordPress as well. And so, anyhow, are you ready to fire your webmaster? That's what we've been talking about. Do you want to learn how to be in control? Do you want to be able to create any time you want? And do you want to feel empowered? You know, a big part of my program is helping people feel empowered and to not feel stupid, because I know part of why I started this, Gary, is I hated talking to folks and they made me feel stupid. And I'm like, I know I'm not stupid. If you could just talk to me in normal English, I'd be able to do it. Right? This is what I'm thinking in my mind. So I created the Website Creation Workshop, and I'm now going to tell you just a little bit about it. With my program, you have an online members area where we have videos, PDF handouts, step-by-step implementation guides, resources, and notes. With my program, you get 3 months of live Q&A calls that you can attend live or watch on replay. and I'll answer your questions as you move through the program. And we've been doing this fun thing, Gary, where I get on the call with people and I talk to them and see where they're at, and then I say, okay, well, our next call is in about 2 weeks, so between now and then, see what you can get done. And it's kind of this fun game of having me there as their coach, right, and giving them something to work towards, like, okay, you know, I know I'm going to talk to Christina again in 10 days. I'm going to talk to Christina again in 2 weeks, because we do about two or three calls a month, and there's you get 3 months of these live calls, and it's a nice motivator for folks and to get to the next level. And like we spoke about before, you have your own student project website. So you don't need anything. You can get started. You can get started today. You don't need hosting. You don't need to think about hosting. You don't need a domain name. You just, when you register, again, websitecreationworkshop.com/register. When you get to the order page, use the coupon Choice Online. That will change the price from $9.97 to $6.97. This is for Gary's people only. Choice Online. So
you mean you choice coupon?
Right, choice coupon. Thank you, Gary.
I knew it because I'm like, no, I typed the wrong thing.
Yes, choice coupon. You know, that was my verbal typo. It is choice coupon. So the name of the coupon is choice coupon. Let me mention.
And if anybody wants to ask me any questions offline too, please feel free to do so. It's Gary, G-A-R-R-Y, at choice-online.com. And, you know, one thing that you didn't say, Christina, that what I found was very powerful too, and that is that you can take as little or as long as you want to do it.
Right.
I started off kind of in March and, you know, life happened and I'm doing a major launch and I stopped. I started. Your system, your support, your Q&As accommodated anyone no matter how fast or how slow they were going doing.
Exactly.
I remember that one lady was on a call. She did hers in like, what, 10 days or something,
yeah.
Right?
She built her site
through
and,
it because she could.
Exactly. It's you can go through at your own pace. So if you want to do one module a week, you can. If you want to, in a weekend, go through the whole thing, you can do that too. It's really catered to how fast you want to go. And I didn't mention this, Gary, and it's not in my slides. You have 18 months access to your student project. So that's a whole year and a half. So I have people go through, they build one site, and they come back and they kind of erase their student project, and they then build a second site. So you can do that too.
Cool. Yeah.
Here's two bonus modules. One is integrating your products into your website, and another one is hooking up your email email marketing, so connecting your email list with WordPress. So you build your site, then you want to get your products for sale. That's a bonus module, and then hooking up your email marketing. And my money-back guarantee is you've got 30 days to decide if the program's going to work for you or not. And if I haven't done my job teaching you in a very clear, concise way, contact me by email. And I have, Gary, I have the best support team. They are awesome. They are on top of it. And you're
They even can handle screw-ups like me when I'm like, okay, what did I miss? Because, you know, there's a bit of startup, and I got nervous, and I was overcomplicating it, and it was really a lot more simple than I expected. And it was just an example of you walking the talk of the fact that it's not rocket science these days to set up a website. It really isn't.
Right, but it's not hard, but knowing where to go to make it easier for you. You know, like occasionally I go, okay, let me look at YouTube and see what's there. And then you get these, you can't understand them, and they don't make any sense. And, you know, I'm here for you, you know, as your coach, coaching you through this process at whatever speed you want to go through. I want to just recap so people understand what they're getting. You get 12 step-by-step website creation training modules, so it's broken into modules. You get 12 weeks of live Q&A. You get your own student project WordPress website, and then you've got those two bonuses, the email marketing and selling from your website. The value is $2,600. My regular price, you'll see on my site, is $997, but for Gary's people, it is $697 with the full pay. And you want to use the coupon code CHOICECOUPON. And so, and you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/register and put in choice coupon to get that discount off of the full pay. Gary, any other comments?
I'm just blown away. You're brilliant. You're great. You're there too. You know, it's like you're in the midst of this, and you have your team who are awesome. And I just had a great time doing it. I had a lot of fun. I brought my silly ass questions sometimes, and you were just so gracious and helpful. And to that end, I think we should see if there are any questions from our audience. Do you see anything on your board?
And I like to, and I do see some questions. I just want to make one more comment, Gary. I like to climb into the trenches with the troops. Mm-hmm. And I find so many other people who are teaching online, they're not in the trenches with the troops. You know, they're not helping the troops out where they're at. And that is one of the things that I like to do, which is why I love doing these live calls. And, you know, people are asking, and Kathy, in a minute I'm going to go to questions from you, but I'm seeing one question from B. She's asking, once your student project is built, how do you convert it to your own site? And that is something that I teach you how to do, how to move your site from your student project to your own hosting. I don't start my program that way. My program starts out with creation. Let's create. Let's make pages and posts and add pictures. And then later on in my program, I show you how to convert to your actual site. All right, I think I'm going to pause and see. Kathy, why don't you, we'll start with some typed-in questions, and then also, why don't you give the instructions if people want to raise their hands so we can take some people on the phone and also on the typed in questions.
Okay. If anybody wants to raise their hands to talk to Christina and Gary, just press *2 on your telephone and your hand will be raised. And then Christina will take them in order as they come in. First, one of the questions here is, will the slides be available or be included in the replay?
Yes, they will.
Okay, that was a quick answer.
The slides. Yep.
Many of these are technical questions, so most of them are. But if you have already spent a lot of money using a webmaster, how would you recommend taking control of your site? How do you take back the reins?
Oh, that's a great question. The first thing I would do is, you know, make sure you're good terms with that web person, and I would learn how to do WordPress yourself. And sometimes web people feel threatened when they learn. Sometimes you have great web people and they're thrilled that you're learning it, but sometimes you have web people that feel very threatened that you're now learning it. So I would make sure you always have your passwords to everything. So you need your passwords to your cPanel. Make sure you register your domain name yourself. Don't ever let a webmaster register it for you, because the domain name is the real estate. And so you want to have access to that. So just make sure you've got passwords to everything. But I would start learning WordPress and learn how it works, and then say to them, hey, you know, I want to start doing things myself, and I would slowly try to gain control from them. That's how I would do it. Unless they're horrible, then you just, you know, get your passwords and fire them on the spot. But if you have a decent relationship, float, say, you know what, I've learned how to do some of this stuff, I'm going to do it myself. But I would start with learning WordPress first.
Thank you, Christine. That answered that very nicely. One of the people is saying, last year I got myself a WordPress site and based on a friend's recommendation, bought a year of hosting from A Small Orange. Unfortunately, due to my perfectionism, I let the site lapse, and now my account has been suspended. Should I call and re-up my hosting with a Small Orange or start all over again? I am very non-techie and not confident about the best approach to getting a website up and running.
All right, so you've got hosting you let lapse, and so you're blocked out of it. What I would do is pay, don't pay for a whole nother year. I'd pay for a small fee to get your files, whatever info you can get. So often it's images. So I would pay the small fee and have them help you download it and just back up everything you have. Even if you don't understand what downloading means or is, I would try to get your site back in order for you to be able to get your content. Now, if you're saying to me, well, I already have all my content and pictures, so I don't really need that site, then I don't know that company, so I'm not familiar with how good or not good they are. So you could change hosting if you want. I would look for a hosting company that has cPanel. That's what I recommend for hosting. I use BlueHostNow.com. I've been very happy with them because they're very helpful on the phone.
Great. Thank you. Also, one person put in a quote here. They said that a John told me once on a coaching call that I was perfecting myself out of business.
Mm, right.
That
yep.
was a really good comment there. Let's see. For website domain names, how do you feel about .NET names?
.NET is okay. I like .com better, so I would stick with .com, but if you can only get the .net. Gary, do you have an opinion on, what's your opinion on .net versus .com?
I always go for a .com and I figure out a way to get .com. If it's going to be a hidden site and it doesn't really matter, we're getting to that point now where we don't even remember our friends' phone numbers because it's already pre-dialed. So, you know, that there's two camps there that don't, you know.
And sometimes people can't buy their own name as a .com, so if the .net is the only thing available, you know, you could get your name as a .net. So, you know, whatever looks good to you, it doesn't matter because people are going to click, as you say.
Yeah, exactly. And it's, you know, it's hard-coded. They're clicking anyway. Do they really look at the .net? You know, the only time I would even think about it is, you know, I'm in Canada, and, you know, sometimes if you do your country code, it may tweak somebody to think that you're geographical in nature and not global. But .net, .com, those sort of things are pretty global. .biz, there's all kinds now, so.
Right, .info, .me, .tv.
Yeah.
I mean, people are getting more and more accustomed to seeing different dot names.
Okay. I'm going to go on to the next question. One was about the student project.
Mm-hmm.
And once the student project is built, is it a problem to move it over to my regular site? And someone else is commenting on the student project that what does the URL look like to the outside world? So you might want to go into a little more detail about the student project. Sounds like some misunderstanding.
Okay. The student project has a long URL name, and it is hidden from the search engines as best as you can hide something from the search engines. But it has a sort of a long name that the outside world doesn't know about. So we want you to keep your student project private. So we don't want you telling on social media about your student project. Now, if you want to tell your sister or brother, hey, look at the site I'm building, of course you can send them the link to the site. But I don't, we encourage people to keep it private. And we like to have fun with our student project names. I think right now we're doing sodas. So all the students, I think, are a different soda. So we have sodas, we have pets, we have birds, we have fishes. So we have...
alligator.
You were an alligator, yeah. So everybody randomly gets a different name. I'm seeing Kathy Lois has a question. Are the 12 training modules held by webinars or are they videos? And what time of the day are the live Q&A calls held? That's a great question. The training modules are all mini videos. I call them mini videos because I like my videos under 10 minutes. Most are around 3 to 5 minutes long, maybe 7 minutes long. So I teach you a concept in a video that's under 10 minutes. And then the Q&A calls are for where you can come and ask your questions. And the schedule for the Q&A calls you will find on the registration page. So the schedule shifts and changes. And we've been in a summer mode that will shift more into a fall mode. But you can see the current schedule coming up. So if you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/register and scroll down, you'll see live Q&A calls to answer your questions. And you'll see when is the next call? What day is it today? Thursday the 29th. What day is that, this week or next week?
Yeah, that's this week.
That's this week. So this Thursday will be our next call. So you can sign up today and have your first call this Thursday. And I do want to congratulate Mark. I see Mark has just ordered. Congratulations, Mark. My team will get started and get you your student project probably today.
Yahoo, Mark. Awesome. Have fun, buddy. Have fun. It is. You know, it's so once you make that step, and I'm not, you know, doing anything other than what I've done for myself, which is why I wanted to have you here today, Christina, is I just was, like, blown away about how much I could learn and take charge of. And those calls, they happen at different times of the day. I try to make it for as many as I could. I asked my wackadoodle questions, and, you know, like, I'm relieved. I had no experience when I came to this. Now I know what I can ask for when I do have people on my team working for it. It's like, no, let's publish that page on, you know, the 1st or something like that. It's so cool.
Yeah. And that's why I like having the Q&A calls. So you can say, all right, before the next Q&A call, I'm going to go through module 1 or I'm going to go through module 1 and 2 and then come to the call and I'll say, what module are you up to? And I'll say, let's look at your student project and, you know, what are you working on? Kathy, I'm going to come back to you with questions. I see there's a lot of questions here that people are asking. One of the big questions I want to answer is, the difference between WordPress.com and WordPress.org. And the question is, can you do sales on WordPress.org? So WordPress has two versions, and they call it the .com or the .org. And, well, what does that mean? And that doesn't have anything to do with how you name your site. So WordPress.com, they host for you, but they have restrictions on what you can sell. So I teach people the self-hosted WordPress.org. So what does that mean? That means you'll get your own domain name, you'll get your own web hosting, and you'll install WordPress in your own web hosting. It doesn't mean the name of your site has to be .org. It just is. Are you running the self-hosted version? And that is what I'm running. Gary, when I first decided to do this course, I thought, oh, I'll do WordPress.com. And then I heard all these bad Big Brother stories of people getting their sites shut down because WordPress
oh, wow.
didn't like what you were selling, and they don't like any affiliate marketing, and I just don't want anyone telling me what I can or can't sell. Let's see if we have any...
You know, we have a raised hand. You might want to take the raised hand.
Okay. We're going to Ohio. And hi, who's this? You are live. This is Joseph.
Hi.
Oh, hi, who's this?
This is Kim Kolb. Actually, I'm in California. I just have an Ohio
cell phone. Okay.
Anyway, I loved your presentation as I am trying to start my business over again, and I am trying to create a website. So all I have is a domain name and a few things that I put on there. But my question is, first of all, how can I see the slides? I only had access to a phone, so I wasn't able to
see the slides.
So how do I see those?
We are going to be sending out a replay as soon as the call is over. So,
okay.
You can see that then it's, let's see, I had a, it's a very long URL for me to say on the line. So since we're almost at the end of the call.
It's Christina, and it's in the Facebook.com Choice Magazine spot, if that's helpful.
Ah,
Facebook.com Choices Magazine.
Choice Magazine.
Choice. And
yeah, because you only get one choice, you know.
Okay. And Gary, what is your
just
site?
Kidding.
What is your what is your website?
Choice-online.com.
Choice. I'm sorry.
Choice-online.com.
Okay. Well, thank you. I just have those two questions, and I look forward to hearing more about your program and going through all of it as well. So thank you so much.
Cool. And don't forget the coupon, Choice Coupon, off the full
page. I have that written.
Awesome. Awesome.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. I'm going to mute Kim out and lower her hand. And, you know, if something comes up and you want to email me, if you got a question, you can email Christina at websitecreationworkshop.com. Gary, I'm game to go a little bit longer unless you want to wrap the call up.
I'm here. I'm not going anywhere.
Okay, so we do have more
questions
coming in. So. Kathy, you can go to the next question.
Okay. Could I use a WordPress to create a web page that could be moved over to our corporate intranet?
If you have a corporate intranet, you've got to ask them how they want to handle things. I think what I would do if I were you is I would build it and show it to them and say, look what I've done, look what I can do. It makes yourself much more valuable to the company and say, I would like to add this to the intranet. So it kind of depends how their tech is set up.
Okay, thank you. And what is your opinion about sliders on the homepage for SEO purposes?
Sliders on the homepage, to me, the decision should be made, does it look good to the humans? Because everybody focuses on what does SEO want, what does SEO want, but SEO boils down to humans looking at your site. So if a slider on your homepage enhances your business, use them. If a slider on the homepage is distracting, don't use it. So I think first humans, second search engines.
What's a slider?
Ah, thank you, Gary. A slider is, you know, when you go to a website and there's a picture on the home page, and then it automatically changes to another picture, and it automatically changes. Those are called
sliders.
I'm
learning every day.
Yeah, so you can click. It either changes automatically, or it lets the user click to look at the next image. And sometimes you get there, and you're looking, and all of a sudden it's changing, 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 and you're getting dizzying, and you're not even reading what the site's about. So... it all depends upon the business. Yeah, that's a slider.
Okay, and how difficult is it for me to, if I already have an existing WordPress, I mean an existing website built on a different form, through a different form, how difficult would it be to move over to WordPress?
What you'd want to do is leave your site alone, rebuild it in your student project, and then depending upon if you're changing hosts or not changing hosts, I have steps. I walk you through step by step if you're converting an existing site. So some people are converting existing sites. Some people are building brand new sites from scratch. Some people are going to leave their existing site for whatever reasons and just add the blog part to it. So it's and I can talk to you, you know, if you come Thursday, we can go into more details on the Q&A call. And again, remember that you got a 30-day money-back guarantee. If you don't,
and that's wonderful, Christina, that they learn how to do that in your class.
Yes, right.
How is WordPress at being recognized by Google compared to a webmaster-built site or an other built on your own website?
Google loves WordPress, and part of why Google loves WordPress is because WordPress is easy to implement, you're more likely to add content. So WordPress knows and Google knows and understand WordPress sites, and it's easy to make changes, so you are more likely to add more content. And the more content you add to your site, then Google says, hey, wow, this site just got updated. There's stuff going on. This is a live, active site. So Google likes WordPress sites better because of that.
All right, there's a question here, and I'm not certain I understand it, but you might. She writes, what if I already have a WordPress website and I want to take it to the next level? I don't need a student project site to start with, but I do want to be more in control and empowered.
You know what? I don't know who that is, and you don't want to read their email out loud. Why don't you send me an email? Whoever that was, just send me an email so I can let you know. If you already know WordPress really well, send me an email with a link to your website, and I'll take a look and give you my feedback.
Great, because I think that's what they want to know, if this class would be good for them or not. I feel confident. What if I started with another company to build my site? Can I now transfer to WordPress?
Do you mean, I don't know if you meant you're training with somebody else, or if you meant that you've got it hosted somewhere else, or maybe you're using like a site build it. So you can transfer to WordPress. People do it all the time. Hopefully I answered that question.
Okay, some of these questions now are back on some of your slides. Like, is the scene also described as the banner?
Is the scene also
described as the banner? Yeah, when you were showing at the Christmas theme, the scenery in the back, is the whole scenery in the back considered the banner or just what's at the top? I think that's what
The banner is, it's called banner, sometimes called header graphic. That's at the top. The background image is referred to as the background image, and I didn't show in any of my slides. I didn't really point out a background image, but the scene, unless I knew which slide she was asking about.
When the question came in, the slide that was up was the Christmas Nutcracker one.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that is okay. That was built into the theme. So that Christmas Nutcrackery scene, that was part of the theme. So what was great, and you can go right now in another browser, you can go to grassvalleynutcracker.com. So what I like about that theme is the dance company didn't have to go and get a logo designed, because this Christmas image at the top was already built in. So you can find theme designs that don't require you to get a logo designed if you don't have one or if your business is not ready for a logo.
Okay, thank you. A lady in Portland is saying she's really enjoying this information and she loves your presence and attitude, especially about humans first. She does have a question. Do you have an affiliate program?
Yes, and you can email me about that. Christina@websitecreationworkshop.com.
Great. And also another lady is saying, thank you for the presentation. I'm looking forward to the replay and the slides. Is this final price, $697, the full package shown on the last slide? Warm regards.
Yes, I'm not quite clear.
Is the final price of
$697, yes, is the full pay price. And so that is the price you get when you use the coupon, choice coupon. So when you go to websitecreationworkshop.com/register, and you scroll to the bottom, you have two payment choices, one a three-pay plan and one a full-pay plan. And the $697 price you get as being part of Gary's community is a discount off of the full-pay. So you want to click the full-pay, and then when you get to the shopping cart, you want to put in choice coupon, click apply, and then you'll see that discount.
And if they have any other questions about the price and the coupon, they can write to you?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Christina@websitecreationworkshop.com, or you can get a hold of Gary, and Gary can get a hold of me. And I want to mention this because I didn't quite highlight this. And when I teach WordPress, I'm teaching marketing as well as how to put it together. And part of why... You know, people say to me, Christina, you should just teach marketing. You shouldn't teach technology. And my answer is, if I don't teach technology, how are people going to get something done, right? You go to seminars and you learn all this theory and it's great, but then you come home and you still don't have something, right? Website Creation Workshop, you go through the program, you do the assignments, you will have a website built. You'll have something. And you'll learn marketing as we go along. Gary, any other
comments? Oh my gosh! Thank you for saying
there.
That because you. Thank you for saying that because you definitely do a lot of that. And the other word that came to mind for me is best practices. So you know, when I had questions about, you know, should I do this or shouldn't I do that? You just told me the pros and cons. You told me what you would do, knowing full well that we'll take what we need and do what we're going to do anyway. So, but
right.
At least I had the knowledge and the background to make the decision. And it was a lot of marketing and you know, technology too. We're really, you know, taking this course is not just about learning how to do it. It's about learning from an expert and having you on our shoulder to support us making the decisions.
And this is part of why I do the live Q&A calls, and the next one's coming up this Thursday, is because it's not one size fits all. So, Gary, you can ask me a question, and I'm going to give you one answer, and someone else can ask the same question, and I may give a slightly different answer based on who they are, where they're at, what their resources are, you know, and what's right for them. And so that's what makes it exciting for me, is to watch people grow and develop and transform and get their website built and go on. I mean, one of my students, she teaches Russian. She teaches Russian people English. That's her business. And I met her at an event, and she's now earning $600,000 a year on her business. And she's got a team of people, and she was like, thank you, Christina, so much. I love your program. I've got, like, all these different websites, and I'm running all these different courses to teach Russians. And, you know, she just loves that empowerment that she got from learning how to do this herself. So If you're ready to get started, I'm going to say the URL one more time, websitecreationworkshop.com/register. When you get there, scroll to the bottom, click on the full pay, and use the coupon choice coupon.
Christina, one last question before you end the call, and I know your time's up, but someone here says, great presentation, Christina. Are there specific hours for your helpline? I'm interested, but I can't make a decision today. And so they want to know if you have specific hours for your helpline.
Just email me, Christina@websitecreationworkshop.com, and if I can't get back to you, one of my team members will. Okay. Gary, any final
awesome words
before we wrap up here?
Well, of course, one huge, huge thank you. There's so much wisdom and knowledge just in the call today. Access for those of us like me who wanted to learn more so that I could be a stronger person in making decisions around my website. And just for your grounded, gentle, clear guidelines, instructions, training. My gosh, it just came out of everywhere today. And for taking the time to answer all these questions, too. I'm sure there are tons more. Thanks, Kathy, for vetting those for us and keeping us on track. And to our audience, remember, you always have the power of choice. Do what works for you. Go with what resonates. And, hopefully this call has been useful today. Any final words from you, Christina?
My only final word is, quit being a perfectionist and just get going. The sooner you get going, the sooner you're going to get where you want to be, because you have to go through that transformation to get to where you want to be. And just get started, even if you don't feel you're ready, even if you're not clear what your business or website is, or maybe you're developing a product, and it doesn't matter that you don't have all the answers. You're going to get the answers by moving through the process.
Great one.
All right. Thank you, Gary, so much for having me here. And
thank you for coming.
And we'll see everyone on the next call. Bye-bye, everybody.
You got it. Thank you. Thanks, Kathy. Bye.